Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, as a taller person, one of the most impressive things I experience is when a shorter person or a smaller person might command the room. Now, as a taller person, there are certain privileges that come with the height around being able to be seen and heard and respected. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly what all that means. If you're not totally sure, I'm sure you've experienced it where you have a taller person in the room and they just kind of command the scene. But then with smaller people, shorter people, it's really impressive when they command the room because they don't have the size advantage. They have to use their force of personality. They have to use winsome tactics. They have to use their sense of self. They have to use their might to get the room and get the people to pay attention to them. And when someone commands the room, it's really impressive, and we see them use their might to make things go how they think it needs to go. They use their force of personality to kind of slow things down or speed things up. They apply some pressure into the places that helps them accomplish what they're set to accomplish. Now, we say that and we hear that, and what they're doing is this. They use their might to make things go all right. Now, that term might, we don't use that term a lot. We are familiar with that term in some contexts. We say things like that they're small but mighty. And we say that because we say that their stature isn't limiting them, because what's happened is that they've used their force of personality in order to help them be able to make the thing go the way they needed to go, the way that they think they needed to go. Now, it's not just in these ways that that term might is then used as well. It's also one of the ways in which God wants us to use our love. One of the ways that God wants us to love is to use our might to love all people. And I want you to keep that in mind as we go forward, because that's one of the things that helps us understand what it means to love. And then specifically, we want to be able to keep this in mind, that God wants us to use your might to make things go all right. Can you remember that? Hold on to that, because we're going to come back to that in a little bit. Now, for those of you who've been tracking with us, we're in a four-week sermon series about love and being loving wholeheartedly. And what that means is that God wants us to love with our whole hearts. Now, when we say that, we think of love in this way. We think of love being part of our heart, part of our soul, part of mind, and part of strength. And when we hear this, we get this teaching from Jesus that it's to command to love. Now, for Jesus, when he teaches about loving, it's about living too, because for Jesus, to love is to live, and to live is to love. Jesus doesn't differentiate these things, and if Jesus doesn't differentiate them, then God doesn't either. And so when Jesus teaches about loving, Jesus is teaching about living. Now, Jesus wants us to love with our heart, with our soul, and our mind, and our strength. And this is what Jesus teaches. Now, when we hear these things, we hear them all, and we pretty much have an idea of some sense of what it means to love with our heart, with our soul, and with our mind. But then when we think about that last one, to love with your strength, well, I don't know about you, but that one kind of confuses me a little bit. I mean, how do you love with your strength? Because so often when we hear that term strength, we associate it with physical strength. We associate it with strong people, with athletes or bodybuilders. We think of particular people in our lives where we're just impressed by how much time they spend at the gym. But the fact of the matter, that's not exactly what strength is supposed to refer to in our sense of love. And actually, quite interestingly, that's not even the word that Jesus probably used, or the word that he was even intending to mean when he talked about loving in this way. Now, the fact is that Jesus was probably saying something more about what we've been talking about, to love wholeheartedly. Now, when Jesus specifically teaches about what it means to love and love others in this way, Jesus is quoting a part of Deuteronomy called the Shema. And we've been talking about this a little bit. And the Shema was a very important part of the scriptures. In fact, actually, it was probably the part where the ancient Israelites, it was like the verse that everybody knew. It was like the John 3:16 of the Old Testament, as it were. And what the Shema says is this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." And you might notice that there's a word missing there, and the word is strength. Now, when Jesus quotes the Shema, and everybody around him would have heard him quoting the Shema, they would have conjured up that memory. They would have heard that exact quote. But interestingly, when we find Jesus teaching about this and speaking about this in the New Testament, especially in the book of Mark and Luke, it's a different set of words. So the Shema says that we're to love with our heart, soul, and might. But then the words of Jesus, as it comes to us, says we're to love with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, on the surface, this may not look like that big of a deal to any of us, because when we reconcile our heart and soul, you know, we can kind of see that heart, soul, and mind kind of add up to that. But there's really something quite at stake when it comes to the difference between might and strength. Because really, Jesus wants us to love with our might, not our strength. And we need to understand what the difference is. We also need to understand how we got to this place where we had perhaps the wrong word. Now, in specific, what happened there was a translation issue that kind of got into play. Now, for those of you that are interested in this kind of thing, hang tight. For those of you that are like, let's get to the rest of it, we'll get there in a minute. So what happened was, in the ancient days, the books of the Old Testament got translated into Greek. And that translation was called the Septuagint. Now, what happened was, the words that were used weren't always the right words in the translation. And what happened is, when they went from the Hebrew to the Greek, they ended up using the word that meant strength. Now, if they wanted to use the word that meant strength as in physical strength, they could have done that, because there's different words for all that. But what ends up happening is they substitute this word in, and that's how, then, when they were writing the New Testament, they were more familiar with the Greek version, because that's what they were speaking and that's what they were writing in, and so they probably kind of accidentally substituted in then what we get as strength. But the fact is, Jesus was probably saying to go ahead and love with our might, that we are to love with our might. And it's really important that we love with our might and not our strength. The reason is that when we love with our strength, we typically are trying to exert extra influence to get people to do what we want, and really key in there to do what we want. Because when we use our strength, we're typically trying to get things to go the way we think they should go, not necessarily the way that God wants them to go. Now, the pages of history and the headlines of today are littered with examples of the ways in which people use their strength to get what they want. And what happens is, the more we use their strength to get what we want, the more we're walking away from love. I mean, there's a line that we can cross over, and all of a sudden, we're getting people to do what we want and not what God wants for them. We're getting them to act away, do things, believe things even, out of the exercise of strength, exercise of power, out of privilege. And that isn't even close to the kind of life that God wants for us. That's not even close to the kind of love that God wants for us. That's not what God wants for the world at all. God wants the world to be how God wants it to be, not how we want it to be. And that's why it's so important that we love using our might, using our force of self, using who we are and who God has made us to be, to show love to other people. Because what does God want? God wants us to love with our might, so to make things go all right. When we love with our strength, we typically make things go the way we want it to go. It might be all right to us, but it's not all right to God. So we know that that's how God wants us to love, is to love with our might. But how do we love with our might instead of our strength, instead of the abuse of power? Well, there are two ways that I think we can do this. There are many ways, but there are two ways in particular I'd like to suggest for us to consider. The first is that everyone has some force of self that we can use to love. A force of self, that's another way to say might. But every one of us has some force of self that we can use to love. And the second is to seek to help others have what God wants for them and not what we want for them. Now, to say that everybody has a sense of force of self that they can use is to say that everybody has a beautiful personality and a sense of leadership, perhaps, that they can use to help people pursue what God wants for them and not what they want for them. to understand this is that we all have a sense of ourself, a sense of personality, that when we bring a healthy and well-adjusted sense of ourself to bear, then we are bringing our whole selves into the mix as we love. That's part of what it means to love with might, is to bring our full sense of self to bear. And you know what's so cool about that is that you have a God-given sense of who you are, and when we live into the healthy version of that, then we can love people only in the way that we can love. You can love in only the way that you can love. And there's someone out there that needs you to love them how you can love. There's a way in which the world needs to be loved, at least your part of the world, maybe a bigger part than you ever could imagine, that needs to be loved by you because you're the only one that can do it. And when we love with our might, we bring our force of personality into the mix to love in a way that only we can do that. And that's why God wants us to love with our full selves, because God wants us to love in the way that we can, and the world is counting on you to do that. Someone in your life is counting on you to love them like only you can love them. And when you love with your whole self, then you can make that happen. There's also that sense of when we love one another with our might, we have a way of understanding that we are going to seek what God wants for them and not what we want for them. And this is one of those difficult things where it's more of a thing that we want to keep in mind, because when we pursue what we want for them, we may not be pursuing what God wants for them. When we're asking somebody to do what we want and not what God wants, then that's a recipe for trouble. Now, we hope that most of the time, what we want and what God wants for someone and for ourselves and for the world, that those are as aligned as they can be. But we also know that there are times when they're not aligned, when they're not in sync. And when we get to a place like that, we need to ask a simple question of ourselves: is this what God wants? Is this what God wants for me? Is this what God wants for somebody else? Is this what God wants for the world? And if we can just simply ask that simple question, then we can find a way to enter more into the pursuit of what God wants for other people and for ourselves. Now, it's really easy to find our way into confirmation bias, because confirmation bias can supply us with exactly what we need to hear or what we think we want to hear. So to avoid that, perhaps you need to think about asking that question, is this what God wants, with other people as well. Maybe you're a parent and you're talking with your spouse about how to help a child raise and grow up in the way you want them to raise. Ask your spouse, is this what God wants for our child? If you're working with a friend and you're not sure what to do, ask a trusted person that question, is this what God wants for them? And don't just ask people that are going to tell you what you want to hear. To ask people who are going to challenge you to think broadly so that you can understand that you are helping someone pursue what God wants for them and not what you want for them. And in so doing, when you ask that question and you get a better answer, you know what'll happen? What you want and what God wants will become more aligned. Because God uses other people to help us see when we're off point. God uses many things to help us see that. And when we ask these questions, we can learn how to better use our love to help people have a life that God wants for them, to have the life that we want for ourselves, and to help the world become the place that God wants it to be. Now, all of these things come together to help us love wholeheartedly. God wants us to love with our heart, with our soul, and with our might, because when we do all of these things, we love in the way that God wants us to love. God wants us to use our whole selves to love. God wants us to love in a way that only we can love. So God wants us to use our might to help things go all right, not just how we want it to go, but how God wants it to go.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.